This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Zelensky says the people of Ukraine should be proud of surviving this long under Russian attack. And he made reference to the sinking of a Russian warship, referring to those who showed that Russian warships can sail away, even if it's to the bottom of the sea, he said. He didn't elaborate. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet has sunk, though just what happened remains unclear.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile, but we are also not in a position to refute that.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does believe there was a significant explosion and fire on the cruiser Moskva. Shortly after Kirby spoke, the Russian military said the ship sank while being towed to port. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Frank James, the man charged in the Brooklyn subway attack, spent the night in jail in New York after being ordered held without bail. Prosecutors say he terrified the entire city. 10 people were shot and wounded. The logjam of trucks at the U.S.-Mexico border is breaking. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's reached a new security agreement with neighboring Mexican states Chihuahua and Coahuila.
Since Chihuahua has detailed a plan to secure the Mexico side of the border, the Texas Department of Public Safety can return to its previous strategy of random searches of vehicles crossing the bridge from Chihuahua.
They're expecting high winds again today in southern New Mexico, where a wildfire has killed 2 people and burned hundreds of homes. In Jerusalem, 152 Palestinians were wounded in clashes with Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound as thousands gathered for prayers during the holy month of Ramadan. This is AP News. Now to e-cigarettes.
I'm Mike Rossia reporting e-cigarettes using synthetic nicotine are coming under FDA oversight. A new law went into effect Thursday allowing the Food and Drug Administration to regulate e-cigarettes and similar products that use synthetic nicotine. The new law closes a loophole that had allowed vaping companies to switch their formulas to laboratory-made nicotine to bypass FDA oversight. Most prominently, Puff Bar, a company that appeared in 2019, has become the most popular e-cigarette among teens by far, selling flavors like blueberry, strawberry, banana, and mango. In February, Puff Bar announced a fresh launch using synthetic nicotine. Vaping companies must now register with the FDA and submit their products for review within 30 days. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Dow dropped 113 points yesterday. The S&P was down 54. The Nasdaq was down 292 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.